This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on diammonium phosphate DAP fertilizers beyond the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from yesterday till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of the DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. The Cabinet has also approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the first Cabinet meeting of 2025 was dedicated to farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the demise of Padma Awardee and eminent botanist Dr. K.S. Manilal. In his message, Mr. Modi said his rich work in botany will continue to be a guiding light for generations of upcoming botanists and researchers. Mr. Modi said he was equally passionate about the history and culture of Kerala. Singer and actor Diljit Dosanjh met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Diljit Dosanjh is truly multifaceted, blending talent and tradition. Mr. Modi said that they connected over music, culture and more. The singer said it was a fantastic start to 2025 and a very memorable meeting with the Prime Minister. In United States, a man in a pickup truck deliberately drove into a large crowd in New Orleans' French Quarter early on New Year's Day, killing at least 15 people and injuring several more in what authorities are investigating as a terrorist attack. The suspect identified as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Bahar Jabbar was killed in a shootout with police after exiting the vehicle armed with an assault rifle. The attack took place at the intersection of Canal and Bourbon Streets. Authorities report that the suspect bypassed barricades, fired into the crowd and then drove into the people. India's efforts to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions have borne fruit, as the country's emissions fell by 7.93% in 2020 compared to the previous year. Data submitted to the UN Climate Change Office reveals a decline in the emission intensity of India's GDP by 36% from 2005 to 2020. India is on a track with its climate goals aiming to reduce GDP emission intensity by 45% by 2030 and achieve 50% electric power capacity from non-fossil fuels. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister for Political Affairs Majid Takht Ravanchi will be on a two-day visit to India from today. During the visit, Majid Takht Ravanchi will participate in the 19th round of Iran-India political consultations scheduled to take place in New Delhi today and tomorrow. Iran and India have a long-standing historical relationship, underscored by cultural and economic ties and formalized by the 2003 Strategic Partnership Agreement. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription, ONOS scheme starting yesterday. The initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals and academic content, under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. The sale of tickets to Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat will commence today. The Defence Ministry said the tickets can be purchased from the counters opened at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Rajiv Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. The general public can also buy tickets directly from the website amantran.mod.gov.in and Amantran mobile app. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 7.3% to over 1.76 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. In chess, Indian grandmasters Arjun Irigasi and world champions D. Gukesh retained their fourth and fifth spot respectively in the chess rankings released yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.